USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several states holding primary balloting yesterday, and there appears to be a big upset brewing in a New York State Democratic primary as 16-term Congressman Elliot Engel appears to be way behind progressive newcomer Jamal Brown. In another high-profile New York Democratic primary, first-term Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, took about 80% of the vote. Major League Baseball will be played this year. The league has announced a 60-game schedule that will start July 23rd or 24th without fans in the stands. Some fans in New York City say even if they have to just watch on TV, they're excited about baseball's return.
Great to hear that baseball is back.
We want to enjoy our summer watching games here in Yankee Stadium.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell criticizing protesters who've been vandalizing and tearing down statues of founding fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor yesterday, the Kentucky Republican said, "We can't let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law," adding,
"Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice."
And President Trump says Democrats are trying to destroy America's heritage. Speaking at an event in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday, he bemoaned tearing down statues and desecrating monuments amid the demonstrations against police brutality and racial injustice. He said tearing down statues is the action of totalitarians and tyrants. Stock futures are pointing to a negative open today, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature, Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.